Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Alexandra Levitt is here. She's a new friend. She is a business and workplace author, speaker, and consultant. She is was a former syndicated columnist for the Wall Street Journal and currently a writer for the New York Times. She's written a number of books, including They Don't Teach Corporate in College and How'd You Score That Gig, among others. But she's here today to talk to us about the 2013 Job Preparedness Indicator Survey. She's very much tuned in to the whole HR landscape, and we're glad that she's joined us on the show today. Alexandra Levitt, welcome to the show.
Jim, thanks so much for having me. It's great to be here.
Good to have you here. Congratulations on all the hard work that you do, and I know you're also on openforum.com, and so a lot of my audience have seen your byline as you write about things. Because, you know, for small businesses, Alexandra, I've been telling them for a long time that the two areas that we could learn a lot from big companies on are marketing and HR. We're just not that sophisticated at either one of those, especially HR. And so we need help. And so anything you can do to help small business owners with HR is much appreciated.
Sure. Well, I'm happy to. And I can start off, if you'd like, by telling you a little bit about the Job Preparedness
Indicator.
Tell us about
that.
It's an annual survey, and it's conducted by the Career Advisory Board, which was established by DeVry University in 2010. And the aim of the survey is to track the gaps between what hiring managers are expecting and what job seekers are bringing to the table. So in other words, there may be a lot of jobs out there, but hiring managers aren't necessarily finding what they need. So they may interview 20 to 30 people, still not fill a position. And meanwhile, job seekers are getting very frustrated because they're going out on interviews and they're not having success.
When you talk, as you were talking about that, I couldn't help but think about that part of the movie Cool Hand Luke, where the chain gang captain said, "What we have here is a failure to communicate." Right?
Yeah, that's absolutely one of the things that we found, that communication is one of the issues where job seekers may actually possess the skills, but the disconnect is in their ability to effectively get them across to the employer during the application and interview process.
Is this a generational thing? Or is it, you said a minute ago, you said the people doing the hiring have expectations. Are their expectations out of whack, or is it the candidate's inability to modify their behavior enough to see that they're not meeting the expectations? What do you think it is?
I think it's a combination of both, Jim. I think, first of all, yes, the expectations are somewhat out of line. When we talk to hiring managers in the survey, we tend to find that hiring managers are expecting the world of candidates. They think they do not have to settle for a candidate, that they can find somebody with absolutely 100% the perfect
qualification. Well, you'd think with 20 million people unemployed, you'd think you could find that. I mean, that's not an unreasonable expectation on its face.
Well, I don't know, but see, human beings are not robots, though, and there's inevitably going to be unique
things. I never heard of that before.
Is going to bring to the table. But I do think you are correct in the second point that you made around job seekers not presenting themselves effectively. And we are actually finding, in answering your question, we're actually finding this across all levels, including senior levels. So this problem doesn't go away as you get older. And as this,
so you're saying this is not a baby boomer hirer interviewing a wet behind the ears Gen Y candidate, right? You're saying it's not necessarily that kind of a disconnect.
Not necessarily.
Yeah.
Not necessarily. And in fact, we actually see the largest gaps, Jim, believe it or not, at the senior level, where you've got hiring managers expecting senior candidates to come in with general business acumen and being able to find their way around a P&L report.
See, I can see that. I can see where if you do it the other way. I mean, there, as you know, there are a lot of 30-somethings hiring 50-somethings nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That's right. And they expect a certain level of, they expect this business acumen. They expect the ability to have a global outlook, even in a small business, the ability to understand different cultures, know how business is done in different cultures. But when senior-level candidates come in the door, they're emphasizing much more basic skills, like time management and being able to work well with people. Well, this is not impressive to someone who is expecting to hire a senior-level candidate. So that's actually where we're seeing the biggest gaps, believe it or not.
Hmm.
It's not
very
at the entry level, but at the senior level.
Very interesting. Well, I do know that they're older than, you know, that I don't know about today, but over the last 10 years, I've seen a lot of 50-somethings who really were struggling with the technology.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, having the background that people needed. And I know a lot of executives who reach 60 in the last 10 years, and they just retired early because they couldn't deal with the technological requirements.
Well, I think one of the things that we like to recommend to senior candidates is to continually refresh your skills. Don't be intimidated by technology and other things. Everybody out there is expected, this is the way of the world now, to train and retrain. So look at the skills where you might not be the best, or maybe you haven't had an update in a while, and say, okay, well, you know what, I'm missing this technological certification, or I don't know how to use this software program. And going out on your lunch break and taking a webinar on it and then practicing it at home. There's no reason why these candidates cannot get the skills that they need to be successful. And I think because you are in a certain age group, maybe you may even exceed expectations from a technology perspective if you just take a little bit of time.
Well, you know, Alexander, when I sell, I've been selling all my life.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was coming up as a commission salesperson decades ago, I knew that if I was going to get someone's business, I had to become more like them. I had to fit into their mold. And if you need a job today, you got to fit into the mold of the hirer, don't you?
Yeah, that's right. And that's why it's one of the things that we like to recommend to people is that they take a very, very careful look at every job description to which they're applying,
mm-hmm.
pluck out the keywords, what are hiring managers using to describe the position, and then brainstorm in advance, how has my past experience directly related
mm-hmm.
to what they're asking for? What results have I achieved? Why was that prior organization better off because I worked there? And be able to explain in a few seconds why you have demonstrated that skill in the past and why you're going to demonstrate it on behalf of this organization.
So when you see a job opening notice, believe the words, folks. Believe what they're telling you. When we come back, I'm going to ask Alexandra, is there some kind of a Rosetta Stone that we can put between these folks and have it make some sense? We'll do that after these messages. 20 after, right back with Alexandra Levitt. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.